Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host. Yeah. So let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let's go. Hey.
Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Radio. Yeah, what's up? Hey, what's up? What's up? What's up? Thanks for tuning in to another edition of Monstrous Radio Live. It is Takeover Tuesday. Thank you for tuning in, because you can be anywhere in the world, but you're right here with me. DJ E-Monster, it's unbelievable right here on Blog Talk Radio, brought to you by the MonsterUSRadio.com network. Make sure you check that out 24 hours a day, 365. That's MonsterUSRadio.com. Go over there and check out our, we're one of the radio stations, if I'm not mistaken, we're the only one that has an actual playlist that you can rewind, fast forward, and skip what's in our playlist. You did. I'm just saying, the only radio network where you can tune into the radio and push repeat or be like, that's not hot, fast forward, that's at MonsterUSRadio.com. Make sure you check out our network, comment, like, and share our links. So let's go ahead and say what's up to the other part of the show, Miss Unbelievable. What's good, Mama? Hello.
She's good. Hey, y'all. What up?
What's good? So, I mean, how was the holiday weekend? Did you have a good holiday weekend?
I did. I cooked. I threw down in the kitchen. I did that. And then I had my grandbabies and family around. You know, it was just one of those times where it's just, it really didn't feel like Christmas to me, but I felt the spirit of the love and the joy and the giving and different things like that. So, I mean, I don't do Christmas, but you know, just to have your family there and just to, you know, give them food and they enjoy it and just relishing just the love, I was good. And you, my son, how was your Christmas?
My Christmas was okay. You know what I mean? As most of my friends know, I spent a lot of holidays alone. So I just kind of chill out, watch TV, watch what other people do. You know, I used to like to pop around to other people's house, go pick me up a bunch of plates. Get it? I come home tomorrow, or the next day, I would be like, do I want to eat Aunt Janet's food? Do I want to eat Cousin Vine's food? Do I want to eat my mom's food? What we going to eat today? Because we just going to pick a plate and run with it. Get it? so, yeah, you know, I had a nice, chill, peaceful holiday. But one thing I want to talk about tonight, things that happen on the holidays. Like, you know, like, there's certain things that go on that you don't really understand till you get older. You dig? Like, here's one I'm going to say before we get into our music right quick. You know how grandma, you know, somebody like Nana, whoever, whatever y'all call the elders in your house, they have them sayings that you be like, as a little kid, you be like, what? You dig? I used to be like, I don't want none of grandma's cornbread stuff. And why? She said she put her foot in it. You dig?
Yeah.
Family members say that you'd be like, wow, for real? So we're going to talk about a couple things over the holiday weekend, things like that, coming up here just a bit. We're going to take our breather break right quick. But before we do that, you know how we do it. We do our Monstrous Radio Urban Weather Report coming in live from Minneapolis. Let's get much unbelievable to stick a head out the window and tell us what's the weather like. Hello.
It is cold. It's cold. We are at 0 degrees. 0. Yep, I said it. 0. Mm-hmm. That means 0. degrees. Cold. Take your breath away cold. Frostbite you cold. Cold. Just cold, y'all.
Right.
Just cold. Cold. Don't want to leave your house cold.
Right.
Warm that chili up cold. Check your car battery cold. All those codes. You go need a jump from AAA cold. Make sure you got insurance cold. I'm just saying, you know, all those things. Cold.
Right. Yeah, it's cold out there, y'all. If you got snot on your nose, wipe that shit off or you fuck around and cut somebody.
I done fell in love with the potion. Talking all white when I kissed the potion. Talking back with murder trials like OJ. That's when I first fell in love with the Porsche. I used to see it when I tried to meet with Jose. She used to post outside of my workplace. I had so many pics of Lil Porsche. For my cell ring, pictures of Lil Porsche. My homie tried to tell me she was no good, yeah. Looked at the nigga, I'm like, no way. She said she only fuck with rich niggas only. Okay, wait till I get my money poppin', bitch. I'ma make you mine, baby, one day. All white Porsche. Let's make a wedding date right before my court date. Cause I need to feel you if they take me away. Oh, Lil Porsche, I'm in love with you. Yeah, I fell in love with the Porsche. Talking all white Porsche. Come and take a ride near me, Porsche. She wanna feel me slide aside, I'm like, okay. Introduce me to your friends, baby, yeah. Kiss you on the cheek, it's a double date. Do it right before my court date. I used to have a thing for Mercedes. She drive all the ghetto boys crazy. I couldn't make a mama, didn't faze me. Cause when I met you, you my fantasy. Oh, Lil Porsche, I got a thing for you. Every single night I'm having dreams about you. Take you out to eat, don't that sound crazy? Wash you up nice and clean for paparazzi. Oh, Lil Porsche, I'm in love with you. I done fell in love with the Porsche. Talking all white when I kiss the Porsche. Back with murder trials like OJ. Oh, Lil Porsche, I got a thing for you. I'ma make you mine, put some 20s on you. Yeah, I can see you fine, put some winners on you. If the police get behind you, pull off on them. Oh, Lil Porsche, I fell in love with you. I used to see you when I meet with Jose. Had so many pics of Lil Porsche. When my cell rang, pictures of Lil Porsche. Oh, Lil Porsche, I fell in love with you. I just wanna sit and smoke my drugs in you. Pull up to the club, get love with you. Promise I won't let nobody fuck with you. Oh, I'm in love with you, Lil Porsche. I'm in love with you.
Takeover Tuesday. I got some independent artists coming up for you guys real soon. I got some more hot new music coming up. Stick with us, DJ Imanta, Unbelievable. We're gonna talk about our holiday weekend. Get in. How was your holiday weekend? Hit us up 424-243-9649. But you gotta press 1 to talk. Get in.
Try to tell me she was no good, yeah. Looked at the nigga, I'm like, no way. Said she only fuck with rich niggas only. Okay, wait till I get my money poppin', bitch. I'ma make you mine, baby, one day. All white Porsche. Let's make a wedding date right before my court date. Cause I need to feel you if they take me away. Oh, Lil Porsche, I'm in love with you. Yeah, I fell in love with the Porsche. Talking all white Porsche. Come and take a ride, let me Porsche. She wanna feel me slide aside, I'm like, okay. Introduce me to your friends, baby, yeah. Kiss you on the cheek, it's a double date. Do it right before my court date. I used to have a thing for Mercedes. She drive all the ghetto boys crazy. I couldn't make a mama, didn't faze me. Cause when I met you, you my fantasy. Oh, Lil Porsche, I got a thing for you. Every single night I'm having dreams about you. Take you out to eat, don't that sound crazy? Wash you up nice and clean for paparazzi. Oh, Lil Porsche, I'm in love with you. I done fell in love with the Porsche. Talking all
So, okay, let's go ahead and keep it moving. Let's jump over to some of this new T-Pain. It's unbelievable. Here's some music we don't get much here in the Midwest, which is music from D.C. known as Go-Go. She knows how to go-go dance. Takeover Tuesday, taking over your host system and body every Tuesday night right here on Monsterous Radio. Or you can connect with us 24 hours a day at monsterusradio.com. Now let's go.
Oh, like go, go, baby. Go, go, baby. Be leaving alone, now that's a no-go, baby. You hitting my phone, that's a for sure go, baby. I take you for steak and lobster and froyo, baby. Oh, baby, oh, baby. Now go, go, baby. Keep bouncing up and down like a yo-yo, baby. Nobody else around, you can go and go crazy. I'm VIP status, keep them doors closed, baby. Oh, baby, oh, baby, yeah. Go, go, baby, yeah. You don't have to keep none of your clothes on, baby, yeah. Keep checking that booty, you get more dough, baby, yeah. I need to see that thing in slow-mo, baby. Slow it down, 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 down. Hit me with that instant replay this time. Turn around, round, 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 round. Let me see. Go, go dance. When I see her, she sees me. We kinda got a little romance. I don't know about y'all, but she be throwing a thing on me. And every night in the club, I'ma be rooting for my baby like go, go, go. She made me my mind so much I made her my wife. Nothing is more sexy than women with 9 to 5. I kiss below the navel and baby temperature rise. See us, we up, undefeated. They never could beat us because I'm kicking the FIFA. Z-A-A-M-A, easy. To he who, she who don't believe me, you should go to D.C. Yeah. Far as the city goes, a couple crabs left, but most really know. The courtside seat, I fill up many Billy Boys, multi-millionaire, but when I'm there, they call me Billy Gold. Yeah, used to be on that scene. I used to rap with back and ran the mat with UCB. I'm married to Joanna, you and the bomb, your hoe and leave. That's what we really call our bounce. Bitch,
hold up. She knows how to go, go dance. When I see her, she sees me. We kinda got a little romance. I don't know about y'all, but she be throwing a thing on me. And every night in the club, I'ma be rooting for my baby like go, go, go. She make it swing. Put on some junkyard and watch her junk start hitting the floor. Yeah, hitting the floor. She ain't gonna stop till the party over. We give her more, yeah. Give her more, yeah. Give her more. From D.C. She knows how to go, go dance. When I see her, we kinda got a little romance. I don't know about y'all, but she be throwing a thing on me. And every night
yeah, we taking it over tonight. You know, I'm definitely going to open the lines right after this. 424-243-9649. call in and promote what you do. We don't care if you're an actor, you're an author, you're a singer, you're a rapper, or you just babysit on the weekends. It don't matter. Call in, take over Tuesday, and promote yourself. We open the lines
poof,
right after
that.
This.
We slide, we throw that beat. Then we throw that beat. Twice, then we stomp, stomp. Lean left to right, yep, twice. Yeah. Then we bust that beat down, then we bring it back around the house. Bow! And we coming live straight out of Nashville. All four state university. Jackson, Mississippi, Bama.
It's level, baby.
And we finna take off the way. Poof out that beat. We slide, we throw that beat. Once, then we throw that beat. Twice, then we stomp, stomp. Lean left. That crooked letter do it. Can't nobody do it like them black colleges do it. Can't nobody do it like Baton Rouge do it. You're from this rack band, put your hands up. Acting bad in the club cause I got my bends up. Your college ain't stumping like my college cutting up. Your band ain't blowing like my band turned up to the max.
Over Tuesday, coming in live from Minneapolis, Minnesota, where it's cold as an ex-lover's heart out there, and we're about to get into this Takeover Tuesday, where you can call in, take over the show. But until then, we're going to have this discussion. We'll talk about a couple things, play some more music. All this has been brought to you by Monsters Jewelry. You need some jewelry for your daughter, for your girlfriend, for Valentine's Day coming up. Make sure you check out Monsters Jewelry Shop. Right now, we're only available on Facebook, but you can definitely connect with us through monsterousradio@gmail.com. We can get you the links, but definitely connect with us. It's an exclusive sponsor of Monsterous Radio, so definitely we got to take care of them, show them some love. But let's go ahead and talk about our holiday weekend. You dig? For some people, it was good. For some people, it might have been bad. But, hey, you still got to count your blessings that you're all still here, and you can get into an argument with that other person. It is what it is. But I want to talk about some things that, you know, some custom things, you know, like things that, you know, say like the elders in your family might say. Like the one I want to start out with tonight is one that used to always scare me when I was little, when somebody would make something and say, oh, she really put her foot in it. I don't want somebody's foot in my food. I mean, do you know the actual meaning behind this, put your foot in it? And what's some other things that you can think of there, Miss Unbelievable?
Well, the meaning of put your foot in it, that means you just like cooked it real, real good. Like it wasn't, you know how you make some, let's just say you make some macaroni and cheese just on a regular day. But mm-hmm. on a holiday, it just seems like it tastes just a little bit better, or you put a little bit more love or a little bit more spice in it. So they'd be like, ooh, mm-hmm. she did that. Like, it don't taste the same as on a regular day. Like, it just, this is awesome. It just, it's just a different taste. It's like, man, like, you did that. Like, you ain't never cooked like that before.
Right, right. Yeah, like, you really put
like,
a piece
I taste
of
your
yourself
food before.
Into it.
Yeah, into it. Yeah. Yeah, like, and they just took mm-hmm. the foot. I don't know why they chose the foot. But, you know, oh, because I could tell you probably why. You know how you put your foot in someone's behind, you know, when you kick them. Mm. You know what I'm saying? It's just that whole, you know, metaphor.
Right, right.
Doing, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can see that. I can see that one. Okay. What's some other mm-hmm. ones that you can think of?
I could show you better than I could tell you. Like, they say that, like...
You didn't even know I asked what it was coming, but yeah.
Right, right. Or don't... Oh, this was the favorite one. Don't let your eyes be bigger than your stomach.
Yep. I heard that one a lot. Yeah, I did a lot of crying when I was a kid. As y'all know, I'm skinny. I cannot pack it away. Get in, it look good. I'm piling it on my plate. Boy, I'll be this little kid sitting there while everybody else outside playing. I'm at the table. I can't eat no more. You shouldn't
you
put all that on your damn plate. We told you.
Man.
We told you. You wanted to be big and make your own plate. Now eat like a man. I'm not a man, though.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I was that kid who did that too. But then I would cry because I didn't like my food to get cold or touch. Oh, man. I was in trouble. Because there wasn't no microwave. So how was it going to be reheated? I wanted something new. I wanted to throw that away and try it again. But no, it had to sit there. So it sat there and I sat there.
Right. Yeah. Hey, that's funny, though. Ain't it? Times have changed. Boy, back in the day, our microwave, what did our microwave used to be? Wrap some aluminum, wrap it up in an aluminum foil and stick it back in the oven. Or you're going to put it in some aluminum foil, put some water in the pan and try to heat it up in the pan where the food don't touch the water. The water get hot, but the food
uh-huh.
don't touch the water. You know, back in the day, that was
uh-huh.
our microwave, y'all. Wrap it up in
Absolutely.
Aluminum foil and stick it back in the oven. Wow.
And that was like a whole nother 45 minutes before it even get to a temperature that you want to eat. It was like, well, I want it now.
Right. Yeah, especially if you were, I can imagine you sitting there piling too much food on, now you can't eat it all. And you say, you don't like cold food, you don't have. Now I done got cold, you really ain't trying to eat it. You just trying to swallow a whole
Not
tub.
At all.
I mean, water like a motherfucker.
Wasn't no water helping. And I would just, ooh. And then, you know, it wouldn't be the regular cry. You know, it'd be the cry where you got snot and everything coming down your nose and they just looking at you like, for real? Like, for real? I get that. If you don't shut your mouth, I'm going to give you something to cry for. And I'm saying to myself, this is something to cry for. I don't like it.
In front of the whole family. Do you have to do this in front of everybody? I mean, she's straight cold checking your ass like she checking some bra in the club. Like, bitch, say it again. Say it again. I'm going to get your ass. Do it again. I bet that I don't get your ass. I don't give a fuck who it is. I don't give a damn. Your grandma ain't gonna save you. She don't move that fast. Get it? Yeah, she go right in front of everybody. Just you. The one that breathes crack.
And then, yeah. And then my favorite thing: go to your room. All
right. Right, right.
And you think, get up from this table and go to your room. I don't want to even hear you. Oh, you won't. That's
right,
what I
right.
wanted to do.
Right, long as I ain't
this
got to take this
cold.
Plate. Take that plate with you. I don't like you. Neither does Aunt Betty. So I think he's flirting with Daddy. No, I'm just playing.
Right. You just start walking away. Well, I saw him kissing that woman the other day. You didn't even know. I didn't even tell you. That's my daddy cheating on you.
Now you don't like him anyway. All right, we're going to take a music break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about some more things on the holidays. Here goes some new R&B for y'all. This is only for you. This is some new Chris Brown right here. Takeover Tuesday, Monsters Radio. Yeah. Him, Ty Dolla $ign, and Verse Simmons. All right, let's check this one out. New music.
You know what time it is.
Okay.
Legendary.
I'm liking this one, unbelievable.
I brought some of my friends with me. Let it
okay. Back with me, now.
Hey. You ain't gotta tell no lies. I don't wanna be the one to judge you. Baby, it's your life. I ain't gon' gas you up, girl, but that ass on fire. And I know you got a man, but f*** that night, All these times, I ain't tryna waste your time, tryna bother. I just wanna come through, do you got friends? I ain't tryna press you, do you got plans? Room 112 at the Four Seasons. Get the key downstairs, get it on your way in. She said, I ain't got no panties on. Don't worry about it, ain't got nothing to do with it. I knew as soon as I hit it more than once. I gave you the wrong impression, still haven't learned my lesson. That love is good as in a motherfucker. Hey, yeah, 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 yeah. Girl, I got you sprung in the mug. Oh, yeah, hey, yeah, yeah. Ooh. And every night I'm going through the same thing. She know I ain't looking for a main thing. And she gon' do whatever for a real one. I switch them up just like a million. You know it's them other girls that come around you all the time. And you can't believe that it's your best friend. When you say, how could you cheat with them? I should have been told her. I had a couple of friends over. We started drinking. I wish I would have stayed sober. We started dancing. They started pulling straight to the bed. Then we started f***ing. And that night I'm going through the same thing. She know I ain't looking for a
gon' drop that air. Only for me. She gon' pop that. Only for me. Dance, 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 do it. Only for me. Dance, 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 do it. Only for me.
Dollar sign. Ooh. So am I. That's him, Damian Marley, and is it, I think it's Rillex, something like that. New music, hip hop, R&B, and also raga music and pop, right here on the Monstrous Radio Network. This is our live show, the only show that we have that is interactive. So make sure you get interactive with us. So we're talking about our holiday weekend. We're talking about some things that you hear over the weekend. What's some other things that we talk about that goes down usually during the holidays with family and things like that?
The famous dance contest or the dance.
Ooh.
You get the littlest kid. Come here, Pookie. do that song.
Mm-hmm.
You always got
right,
that one
right, right.
Who got to mm-hmm. perform for everybody. And then that starts off, remember back in the day when we used to, and then here comes
right.
the fights, possibly the what? I didn't know that happened. The business being dropped and you looking like, shh. Y'all know that story.
Right.
Then the alcohol starts and then they get to dancing with each other. Yeah, this is how me and your daddy used to get down. This is how you was made. So you get to hearing things that you just absolutely don't want to hear.
Or right.
Hey, like you said, when they get to talking, you can find out like the whole real deal about your family member. You know, they get to drinking, playing some cards, or dominoes, or whatever it is. Hopefully, it ain't Monopoly. You know?
Mm-hmm.
But they get to talking. Hey, remember I had to bail you out when you did such and such. Yeah, remember when such and such kicked your ass because you dipped off with la 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 la. Oh yeah, you find out a lot of things, boy, on some holidays. I'm just saying. Yeah. Yeah.
And then you got that same auntie that tell the same story over and over every holiday. And you be like, yeah, auntie, we know that. Boy, don't interrupt me. Don't you interrupt me. Let me tell my story. You be like, but you tell it every time we have a holiday. Like, you look at her like, oh, here she go. You tell it word for word. Boy, didn't I tell you this grown folks business? That a grown folks business. You be like, but you tell this story every time.
Right. And they said she got to tell her every time somebody new comes to the family gathering. You know, you got a new girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
She got to tell that story. It might be a bullshit story with you in it. I'm just saying. Anytime somebody new comes, you got to
embarrass you.
You got to put everybody in it. Hey, come over here. Tell that part when you did this, or tell that part when I did that. You remember that? If you don't sit your whole memory lane having ass down, it is.
Oh, well, how about that uncle that's looking at your new girlfriend talking about, ooh, nephew, you did good. You did better than the last one. You did good. And they look at you like, uncle, did you just say that? And right over my new girl. You did better than the last. Good job, nephew. Oh, you got taste like that?
Yeah,
see,
nephew.
That's how I got. And then they get to tell them a story.
Right.
Uh-huh, nephew. Let me tell you how I got your auntie. Let me tell you how to hold that one down. Let me tell you how I got your auntie. You be like, no. No, and then you be like, I'll be like, no, good job. So, yes, nephew, you see that booty? Yes, nephew. Yeah. That's what I like about your auntie. Yeah, and you be like looking like, really? You don't even know how
boy,
to respond. You know?
Right, that boy, you get your stuff and you just walk away with it like, just please excuse my uncle. You have to excuse him. He a thought. Please just excuse my uncle.
But then she be like, what? But then this is her. She got an attitude, and you see the attitude. You see the face change. She be like, what girl last time? She don't hear nothing.
I said I didn't come
he
last
say.
Time because I went to my mama house. What last time?
What last time? I thought you said you was at your cousin's party last time. What girl last time? And you just sitting there like, oh, no, what just happened, Jesus? What is it? Oh, what just happened? We're going to talk about that in the car.
Right.
Like, I don't even want to drive. I don't even want to leave now. And then you be waiting all along because now
right.
you know that car ride home. So you stay longer. You're like, you want some meat? Auntie, tell that story again. Cousin. What's up, cuz? Y'all want to go take a ride?
Right.
Then you start just thinking of everything to do.
Hoping
she'll forget.
No, that's family. This family. Oh my goodness. Yeah, you 100 on that one.
And then you think your auntie mm-hmm. helping you, and then she done dropped out another secret, and you be like, dang it, time to go. And then you ready to go because you got an argument. You got 2-3 arguments now because now you see your family ain't
mm-hmm.
even helping you out. They ain't even helping you out. They just making things even worse.
Right. Now you got to go home and deal with holiday dry balls. You dig? It is
yep.
what it is.
Because you thought you was doing something good, bringing her to the family. Yeah, I'm in there. I'm good. I'm in there. She's coming with me. yes, I'm going to get some after I get home. What just happened? Did I just get blocked by my family? I thought I was doing something good. What happened?
She called an Uber.
And she be looking at you, don't even think. Right. Unk, my new sugar daddy, you thought you had it. Wait, no, Unk was, you thought you had it. This is my new sugar daddy. Your Unk was like, I told you, she was Ross, nephew. I told you, you did good. You did good. Now I'm doing even better. Like, really? Like, where we do that at? But don't trip, that be happening too. Don't trip. When, especially when your Unk will be liking the little young one. Hey, that's a cute little young thing you got, pretty little thing you got right there. What's your name, little thing?
Right.
What's your name? Let me look you up on Facebook.
Watch it,
I got you. You better watch it.
Oh, my God.
The things that happen in your families.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and then the question that gets you in trouble. What's the number one question that gets you in trouble? What did he get you for Christmas?
Ooh.
And then she look at you and be like, nothing. And then you get that look like, what? Nephew, you didn't get nothing. That's a ting, 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 ting.
And that's when you try to
get
political.
And then she asks what you get him.
You're like, no, nah, see. That's,
right.
That's when you try to get political. Be like, no, nah, see, we agreed that it was a fashion, that it's a fashion holiday. And that it's put on by the superstars and all that. So we agreed that we were just gonna love each other today. Da 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 da. And then your uncle busts out, here, baby, I bought you a gift. Wait a minute, aren't you just married?
Right.
Are we friends on Facebook?
Right.
The fuck?
Or she'll be or she'll front you. I'm like, yeah, I got him some shoes. I got him that whole outfit. What'd he get me? I got that whole outfit he got on. What'd he get me? Nothing. Yeah, we'll see about that. Mm-hmm. That whole outfit. He ain't even thinking about me. He ain't.
Right. They talking about what he get you, knowing good damn well you ain't had no job since the summer. And they always talking about what he get you. You bogus. Ooh, you bogus. No,
bogus. You know I already borrowed money from you and you wasn't going to give me no more. You know I already borrowed $500 from you and I still owe you that. You ain't give me no more. You know you ain't.
Because right.
Auntie TT said, don't you do that. He ain't get you that back. It ain't my problem. He can't get a nothing. He better go to the free store or go somewhere. Better go re-gift something. And then you go look up your mama's house to see if you can re-gift something.
Better do like the ladies do on Valentine's Day. Make a motherfucking box and put in there. You get some free head. Put in there. You get a back rub. Some other
coupons. Our coupons.
You get whatever you want. Yep. Get one freebie. You get whatever you want to do. You dig?
You know, don't trip. I like my coupons. I ain't even going front. I like getting my coupons. I like those coupons. Don't be playing now. Listen. Future, Lou, I like coupons. Yes, I do. Free this, free that, free this. Oh, yes, because I'm that petty one who would do it when I know you're tired. Here's my coupon. Oh, we just got in an argument. Here's my coupon. Here's my coupon.
Oh, my. Oh my goodness. Oh, I wish I had the perfect song for right there, but I don't. So we're gonna keep it going. I'm trying to find some who's bumping.
Give me
who
that
who's getting fat for tonight's show. Excuse me. I tried to find some who's bumping who and who's getting fat for tonight's show, but I couldn't really find nothing that was really hot. I try to find some stuff like maybe, you know, they might have posted, like, you know, this is what the Kardashians were doing for Christmas, even though it looks like Kanye gave Kim one of the best gifts ever. He gave her stocks. Get it? Now, a lot of people be like, what? No, that's that's a lot. As long as she cashed out before his value declined. Oops.
Gave her
sad,
a sock. I thought you said socks.
Yeah.
I was about to say, what does she need socks for? She said stocks. Oh, okay.
Yep, stocks and bonds. You dig?
Oh, you kind of sound a little country. I was like, socks? What does she need socks for? Yeah, my bad.
Right.
I was like, this is some hella fine socks.
Apparently, Jay-Z and B, not them, but the company that built their house is apparently being sued. Somebody did some work there worth over $200,000. I think they removed some dirt or something, and they say they didn't play dirty. So they ain't getting any money from the person, whatever, whatever. So I don't think they're legally suing J&B, but they're suing the company that built that $88 million house. That's right. I didn't say $8,800,000. I didn't say 8.8. I said $88 million house. That's not a house. That's a motherfucking campus. I don't care what nobody say. So yeah, that, and it looks like, you artists out there, y'all better start protecting y'all phone. It is. I almost lost my phone this weekend, but you ain't gonna find shit, man. But apparently Cardi B's fiance, his phone got hacked. And apparently, they're saying those sex videos of them are not of her. I don't know what the hell they're trying to start up, because if they got it from his phone, he need to do some explanation, some explaining. So I think it is her, but I think they're trying to find another way to get around it or whatever, whatever. But apparently, yeah, the sex video isn't real. All right? So, all right, let's see.
About that.
Clip that she tweeted.
You know, about that, what's the dates? Because have they been even dating long? Them two?
Huh. Right.
I mean, everybody
sure
keeps stuff in their phones. Yeah, you know how people just keep stuff in their phones and don't believe in deleting stuff? And I mean, those are like trophy things you keep on your phone if you have those. So I don't know. It could be more than one person. I mean, if you have that phone for a long time, you're going to find a lot of stuff in it. But
right, you might find something to somebody else. But oops. But yeah, but I think you're right. I mean, those are like things that you got in your phone. You know, when it's free time, you know, you ain't trying to watch no porn, whatever the hell they got or whatever the hell they call it. You ain't trying to look at no other porn. You dig? Trying to look at you and your boo. And it may be in your phone, but shit. Apparently, but do you think this could be some type of thing because, you know, she's at her climax right now, or she's at a climax right now with her career? It's going to start to decline here in a little bit unless she can find a way to keep the momentum going. You think maybe this could be part of the momentum? Because you know a lot of people going to go and try to see what them teeth do. You dig? She spent a lot of money on them teeth, Mama. She told you they wasn't cheap. We want to see what them teeth do.
I think them new teethers, we got to see if they fucking right. I don't know. You know, people do whatever they need to do to stay irrelevant. And if it calls for a cheating scandal, which usually works, has worked for a lot of people lately, then that's what the road you go down. But if you're hot, you know, if you're that one who can sustain, you know, and stay relevant, then you don't have to resort to that. So, but I mean, Cardi B, you know.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Let's see if she's not a one-hit wonder or, you know, or that was just her year. I mean, it's hard in a rap game, you know, for a female to stay relevant because, you know, we'll roll past you in a minute. We'll be like, okay, we done. Who's next? Who's the next one?
Right.
It's hard for female rappers to stay relevant. Really, it is.
Yeah. I mean, what female rappers are still relevant to this day that's had a long career? There is a couple of them. You dig? It's up to your own opinion on where you think their dominance is, but I mean, yeah, because there's very few that are still around that are actually making ripples. An example, Remy Ma. A lot of people don't know. Some people think Remy Ma just came out. No, Remy Ma's been around for a while. Remy Ma's been around, I believe, since the 90s.
Yeah.
It is. She's still
Absolutely.
Relevant. Main thing took her off the scene mm-hmm. was her going to prison over the altercation with her friend over some money. But yeah, she's still relevant. Can you think of some other ones?
Absolutely. Well, it all depends. Are we talking about relevant in the business or relevant as entertainers? Because Queen Latifah, she's still relevant. Yo-Yo, she's still, I mean, not Yo-Yo, but MC Light, she's still relevant. Salt and Pepper, they still relevant in their own way. Lil Kim is trying to become relevant again. It's just hard for me to look at her, you know, with her face, but she's still, you know, somewhat relevant. And then the ones you just don't hear because they're not mainstream or they haven't crossed over to the Midwest. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of music don't hit us as much as it hits, you know, all the other places. But I think to me, Remy Ma is the one that's precedent today and was back then, and she still can make money. So
yeah, and I'm glad you said this, because those were my other choices was Lil' Kim, because she's dropping a new album. It is getting some a lot of attention. Let's see who else. MC Light, we played a lot of her music this year and last year off of a new album that she dropped that's really good. A great album from a female version of, I don't want to call it like Kendrick Lamar, but of that type of vibration. It is a really great album. Let's see, I haven't heard Queen Latifah. Queen Latifah still dropping a song? Oh, you just meant Red.
Yeah, she said she's got some coming out. As far as entertainment.
Okay.
I think she said that, you know, she's coming out with some other stuff as well. When you look at, like, the TV shows that are out that shows, you know, people from back in the day, you know, or who's relevant, not too many people, like really in the rap game, not too many people, because they kind of like either gave it up or became moms, or just say, you know, it's not a woman's world, you know.
Right.
It's a rough business. Yeah. Like, I think a lot of them sold their soul and wanted it back.
Mhm. Right.
Or the musicality changed. You know, it became like Eve. She was one of those rappers where you was like, "Oh, she's cold," but now she's like, the game changed. You know, it's not the same. It's more sex selling. It's not having relevance to what you have to say. You know, back then they spoke on stuff that made a difference. Now it's like, okay, what?
Right.
Okay,
that's
selling.
Back then, yeah, now it's more like something to help me get high, get, you know, whatever, to, I don't know, to the nicest beat. I'm just saying.
Absolutely.
And I think that's why Kendrick Lamar blew up, because he came with some content.
Absolutely. But the beats are throwbacks from what we used to grow in, you know, that we had. They're taking snippets of what we had, you know, and mixing them into some mess.
Right.
You know, the bass line that we had, they using the bass lines now, and you're like, why would you use that? Why would you take that? Why would you tank that? Like, come on, no, that's not hot. Leave that song alone.
Yeah.
You just got to know what you're doing. Yeah, and if you're not school, you will get ate up in that business. And those are the things that you talk about around the Christmas table. You know what I'm saying? Who got jacked up? Oh, you thought you was going to be somebody?
Right.
And then they really talk about those ones who, you know, oh, you went to school? Oh, what you learned? You dumb. You still dumb as a box of rocks. You're like, really? Why are you dogging that person? You know. You see a lot of people who's really rooting for you. Seriously, when you have holidays from your family, It's like, you know, those ones who, yeah, they like you and got your back. And then you see those ones be like, dang, I thought you liked me. You really don't. Look, because you get to hearing that they talking about everybody. But because you in their face, they not talking about you. And then you say to yourself, yeah, he don't like nobody.
Yep.
Because if I wasn't in his face, he'll be talking about me. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Then you got, hey, let's keep it one. And then you got them some bold ones that are, they bogus, they be on some bullshit, but they try to front on you, which is the same thing, but they say it to you. You dig? And try to be funny and cute and impress everybody else by trying to belittle you, even though they know their ass is bogus. What you talking about is even bogus. You dig? But yeah, there's the people that talk behind your back, and there's people that will try to shame you right in your face. You dig? But yeah. But hey, we are catching up to get to be towards the end of the show. I just want to say before the show's over, don't forget, start getting familiar with this brand, Monstrous Jewelry Shop. I don't got no slogan, no nothing like that yet, but definitely we're going to come up with something. That's one of our exclusive sponsors here. Don't forget, you can check out the archives to these shows 24/7, 365. You can check them out at Blog Talk Radio. You probably already know how to get there. And all you got to put in is Monster US Radio. And you can check our archives. You can check out our interviews with The Game. That's right, The Real Game. Pinky the Porn Star. You remember that movie American Gangster with Frank Lucas? We did an interview with him. We did an interview with The Real Freeway, Ricky Ross. Let's see, who else? Compton's Menace, we just did an interview with him. Who else? And a whole bunch of other people that I can't think of right now on the top of my head. A lot of independent artists. So please make sure you check those out. Let's see, the next event that we'll be at is going to be at Bullwinkle. It will be January 7th, so make sure you come out for that right there if you need information on how to get there. I believe our lineup is already full, so you can still contact me and ask me, and I can check on it for you if you want to come out and perform. And you can connect with me at monsterusradio@gmail.com. Put in attention, January 7th event. Let's see, let's see what else I got. Any shout outs or last comments you want to put out there? It's unbelievable.
Absolutely. Hey, if you guys want to have a DJ, hit up DJ E Monster at monsterisradio.us.com. Or if you want Miss Unbelievable to host an event for you, hit us up there as well. Our calendar is filling up, so be looking for us. We'll come to your spot, we'll turn it out. And we'll do what we do. We about to be monstrous, and we want to just be monstrous for y'all. So come on out January 7th. We'll be looking forward to seeing everybody there. And have a good night and stay warm, Minnesota Minniac. Just stay warm all over. I know it's cold. It's cold everywhere. Just stay warm. Just stay warm. Cuddle up with your boo. Cuddle up with whoever you need. But stay warm.
Right. Avoid the burner. Right. Look, she's trying to
get
on
the radio tomorrow.
I'm on my toes. It
don't freeze.
Avoid the burn. So all right, everybody, tune in tomorrow. It'll be Wet, Wet Wednesday, where it's not all slow, but it's definitely sexy. Thing is, if you go out tonight, don't drink and drive, because we're trying to be in your business. We need your ass for the race tomorrow. You need.
Absolutely.
Clover, you love them.
Hey.